What a weekend. It goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you get involved in all 3 days, or if you try to, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I think that there's things for people to do every day. Of course, it starts off Friday with the big show on Friday night at the Fox, and that's just a great time to come together, hear storytelling, hear great music, and we have great artists this year, so it's going to be a great thing for us.
By the way, the two shows, Friday night and Saturday night, Mary, one of those nights, I do believe, was sold out, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. We started ticket sales the first Monday of May, and it only took a week, and we were sold out. So I'm sorry for those of you who didn't get in there in time for that. But we have a lot of other things to offer. And actually, we start Friday at 9 o'clock with the McCook Community College Walking Tour. It's called Where Art Happens in Our Town. And we've got a focus on art this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we always call, you know, this is always the arts. We have expanded from oral telling, storytelling, to telling stories through music. We've included poetry. And last year we included with Trek Schroeder art, and there are a lot of stories in and inspiration in what they do. This year we have Chanteau Begay. And so this is a walking tour around town. There are actually 7 venues that they are going to go to. They start at the Keystone. It is a $30 fee. It's 9 to 3. It's pre-registration only. You can call 345-8122 and register for that. It includes lunch. Mm-hmm. But they will be at the 6th floor art exhibit at the Keystone. If you've not been up there, Chad Graff and Joanne Falkenberg have a huge collection that's really fascinating. They'll start with that, and then they're going to go to the Art Bank McCook, which is the former Wells Fargo. Chad and Joanne have this, and they're planning on making this into an art center, and a lot of Chanteau's works. They own, I think, 17 pieces of Chanteau's works. That's how interesting he is. Chanteau is a Navajo Indian who is a storyteller, an artist primarily, an author, and he is from Flagstaff, Arizona. He has artwork in museums all over the country, and just really interesting. He has an interesting story. He was, he grew up, a Navajo. Many kids in his family, they were taken to government schools, and quite an interesting story about that challenge in his life. And his session at the museum on Saturday is called Art Saves Lives, because he says that's really what saved his emotional life during that period of time. But he's got a lot of stories behind these pieces of art that he has, and so he'll be interesting. But then we, you know, they go on, and we Bill Longnecker at Longnecker's Jewelry, he has artwork up there along with his employees. They'll hit 416 Norris, which is just north of the Fox Theater, the Graff Building, and they, Rhonda and John, have that building. They're going to have a school art exhibit there. The Art Guild is involved. The McCook Wrightstone on the college is going to be there. And there's also the old Barnett Building just across from the depot to the north. We have about 6 artists, I think, that are just kind of going to, they're putting together an exhibit, would like people to come. That's going to be part of this tour either, as well. So it's really going to be an extensive tour. And then at the end, you get to actually do some art. They'll end up where you get to do something.
That would be kind
show
of get involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a great day.
Going back to Chanteau, first time. He's a newbie, right?
He's a newbie.
Yeah.
And like I said, we just started the art, included that in our storytelling last year, and Chanteau just has a lot of stories. You can see, honestly, his stories if you look at his artwork. And he will talk about them and tell you the inspiration behind the work. So I think he's going to be a great addition to the festival.
So that'll be the part of the McCook Community College tour on Friday morning. Goes from 9 to 3, as you said, lunch included. So
yeah.
It's kind of a long day, but it's well worth it, isn't it?
Right, right. And he will be back on Saturday morning as well at the museum, first thing, 9 o'clock. So you'll be able to hear him again, you know, and that's a free event.
Now, Clark, I think you're kind of involved with this again this year. I mean, with the Norris home and stuff like that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, no, we're not going to be doing anything at the Norris
okay.
home.
Okay.
We are having, Buffalo Commons is encouraging an event. I think that's 3 o'clock on Saturday at the Norris House. And so it's just a, you know, what I appreciate about Buffalo Commons is we're able to do things locally. Like even the artists, we have the local artists that are having a display, and we also have a nationally known artist coming in, and so blending those two together. And I think that with the Buffalo Commons, we have a lot of that going on. We have the Kids Fest on Saturday afternoon as well as the at the museum event on I guess it starts on Saturday morning, the Kids Fest, mm-hmm. but it's a great event that's going to be downtown as well. And so just blending those all together, people in the community working together, and also just celebrating
25 years of stories.
Yeah. And besides that, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just it's fun to we have great artists. Kevin Kling is a great storyteller. He's been with us before, and the Talbot brothers are going to be great. I know, you know, they're kind of local artists who are now traveling nationally, and I think that there's going to be a lot of people that have a connection with the Talbot brothers that goes back to their years growing up here, and I know that I've heard a few people be talking about that. And so I think it's just a good time for us to get together and celebrate the life we have here in Southwest Nebraska,
exactly.
But also that reaches out around the country.
Now, if you weren't able to get tickets for the Friday and Saturday night events, all three of the artists are going to be at the museum back to back to back on Saturday morning, aren't they?
That's right. And there are still lots of, there are still tickets out there. I don't know how many, but we've been selling for Friday night. And you can get those at the door or MMB Bank or the Chamber of Commerce or Sainert's. Those are still available. So mm-hmm. please come to Friday. But yeah, all of our Saturday, except for Saturday night, are free events. And Kevin, Shanto, Talbot Brothers will be at the museum in the morning. We go to the bakery. You can come and tell your own stories, play your own music at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2. And at 2, if you're a poet, you know, Shanto is a poet as well. So he's got a poetry book. He's going to join Paul Clark, and they're going to do some poetry and lead that. You're welcome to come and share your poems or just come and listen to either of those. And then 12 to 3 is the Kids Fest. It's at Norris Alley. And right along that area, a part of the Keystone. And they have a lot of fun activities, and all of the artists will be there. The Talbot Brothers will be doing a workshop and singing Ginger Tinbin, so we'll lead them with our Buffalo Commons song. Kevin Kling will tell a story, and Shanto will do a little art and storytelling as well. He's written some children's stories. So that's going to be a lot of fun for families. And then, as Clark said, 3 o'clock at the Norris Home. But Sunday, I think, will be a really cool event this year. Again, it's a focus on art. And it used to be what we called our cemetery tour. Mm-hmm. And we were placed around at people's grave sites and telling the stories about those people who have left a legacy for McCook. This time it's focusing on art. And we're doing something differently. The venue, I said this is going to be a cool event, both figuratively and and literally, because we put it in the museum because it's so hot.
Yeah.
Each year we've had it at the cemetery. But we have a list of people who will be there to tell about artists like Gwendolyn McKenzie, John Leitner, Gary Ginther, Elaine Keane, Kay Klessen, the POW art people. I know I've left somebody out. We have about 7 artists represented with people telling about them. But it's kind of come and go to the different stations.
Mm-hmm. So that's 2 o'clock again on Sunday, free event.
2 to 4.
2
come
to 4.
Come and go, yep.
At the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never know. If you've had hot days in the past, nobody wants to spend... When it's 95 degrees in the afternoon and stuff like that, it's kind of tough to take sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
All part of a great weekend, Clark. It is. No question about it for 25 years.
It is. It's just, and I really think that we're hoping that we're just getting started with this 25, 26-year thing. it's fun to be a part of the Storytelling Festival. It's fun for me to not only go to the festival, but to go to the events and see people interacting with each other, and You know, sometimes there are people who are back in town that haven't been here for a while, and reunion takes place, and it's just community friendly, family friendly event, and we just encourage people to be a part of it. And the show on Friday night, man, what a bargain! $15 for the entertainment that takes place, and that leaves you enough room to buy a bag of popcorn.
Got to have a popcorn, don't you? Got it.
Go along.
They got a lot of great sponsors helping us out, helping you guys out with different grants and stuff like that, don't you?
Definitely. And I know you'll be seeing these sponsors' logos in different publications, and I hope that you thank them for them, because they are definitely what makes this event happen. And we're so thankful that we have such a partnership with so many different entities here in McCook, and we're pleased to be able to bring this to the community for little or no charge in some places. But, you know, storytelling sometimes is people say, well, I don't think I'd be interested in that. We tell stories every day. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that when you visit with someone, you just tell stories. This is kind of like that. It's stories about life experiences, stories about ups and downs, stories that you will go and, oh, yeah, I've got a story about that too. You know?
Yeah.
So it brings out the stories in everybody.
More information, buffalocommons.org has all the information on who's going to be there, all the schedules, everything's right there.
Exactly. Go there and check it out.
All right. Did we miss anything this morning?
I don't think so.
Very good. We got to get George Norris back in next year for 26 doing stuff, don't we?
Yes. He and Ellie are great.
All right, I threw it out there, Clark. You're on the line now for number 26 next year, okay?
Okay.